the sleeping pills while ignoring the tranquilizers in order to get just enough to be able to pull out the needle, jerk the tourniquet, throw it in the car, slam the car door shut, run down the hall and fall in bed before I fell asleep. It was hard to judge the right amount. One night I had to put myself back to sleep 3 times, and then I finally decided to give it up. But to do so, I had to get all the stuff out of the house and out of my possession. In the end, I had to do the same with alcohol and all pills. I wasn't able to quit chemicals as long as they were in the house. If they were around, I always found a need for them, especially the pills. I never in my life took a tranquilizer, sedative, or pep pill because I was a pillhead. I always took it because I had the symptom that only that pill would relieve. Therefore, every pill was medically indicated at the time it was taken. For me, pills don't produce the desire to swallow a pill. They produce the symptoms that require that the pill be taken for relief. As a physician and pharmacist who had grown up in a drugstore home, I had a pill for every ill, and I was sick a lot. Today I find I can't work my AA program while taking pills, nor may I even have them around for dire emergencies only. I can't say, "Thy will be done," and take a pill. I can't say I'm powerless over alcohol, but solid alcohol is okay. I can't say God could restore me to sanity, but until he does, I'll control myself with pills. Giving up alcohol alone was not enough for me. I've had to give up all mood and mind-affecting chemicals in order to stay sober and comfortable. On 2 occasions over weekends, I decided